This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan as we're live star power in North Dallas here, Toll Road and Beltline. And they're getting set up for the Expo 2019. Tents are going up in the parking lot. They have the best deals of the year every year right here at Star Power Expo. How about a 65-inch LG 4K TV for only $598? I mean, you got to be kidding me with some of this stuff. So David Pigeon's going to be around in about 15 minutes or so. Tell us a little bit more about this. And we have 2 hours of broadcasting to go with you. Your chance to win a Cowboys autograph football if you come by and enter to win. But Draymond and KD had an exchange late in the loss Monday night, and that really has set the scene for the biggest story in the world of sports nationally right now. Are we witnessing the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty? Can they get through this year and win the championship? I think they're good enough they could have horrible chemistry and still get it done, although I wouldn't guarantee it right now. And right now, it's difficult to imagine that they are going to continue into the long term as good as they are right now, because maybe KD or Draymond have to go. And if it's KD, you know, they wouldn't win another championship for sure. They would be contenders for one, but that brings it majorly into question. And then how good would they be with Draymond Green? There are some NBA fans saying, no, Draymond Green is the guy that gives them the fire, gives them the ability to play the defense that sets them apart from all the other finesse teams that we've seen.
Yeah.
A lot of teams have tried to play, you know, that up-tempo. Draymond Green's the guy that patrols the middle and is not a liability in transition or offense to the point that allows them to be great. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways this thing could be in the midst of backfiring and coming to a conclusion real quick for the Golden State Warriors. But in the immediate, the most interesting thing is what happened in that locker room. As we all saw the game itself, and at the end of regulation, Draymond was like, no, I'm not giving it to you. I'm going to try to race down court and get a three off, and he turned it over. Well, apparently the conversation spills into the locker room, and multiple players very vocally mad at Draymond Green for doing that and not giving the ball to KD. They're coming to KD's defense. Now, the reports so far are that nothing physical happened and nothing was close to even being physical. But then last night, Draymond Green, suspended without pay, cost him $120,000. I got news for you. There's no words that could be said that would prompt a team to shut you down and fine you essentially $120,000. So a lot of other stuff had to go on to make it very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, for them to just say, hey, we had some words and Draymond made a major mistake at the end of the game. You can't suspend a guy for like, oh, he didn't pass the ball at the end and tried to win the game on him.
That'd be great if you could.
Well, right. But, I mean, you know, guys would be getting suspended almost after every game in close games. Well, hey, you screwed up that last possession.
And you yelled.
Yeah, you're suspended without pay.
$120,000.
So something major happened, and I'm kind of with you. I don't think, when I look at the standings, and I know it's super early in the NBA season, is that Golden State, I think, is going to make it back to the NBA Finals just because the West is not really playing great basketball early on in the season.
You need to combine the next two best teams.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'd have a chance.
Yeah, and I know the Eastern Conference might be some competition this year in the NBA Finals, but I do think this offseason, Kevin Durant's really going to look at this situation and go, I'm not sure if I want to come back to this.
But I thought he was a get-along guy. I thought he loved everybody, and he was just perfectly happy and content in life.
I mean, that's what they said after the finals last year, but towards the end of the Western Conference Finals, there were major signs of the foundation cracking.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought after, you know, Oklahoma City lost the 3-1 lead to Golden State that – the future of the NBA was Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. If they could just get some sort of chemistry together a little bit better, that they were going to be the team that would overtake Golden State, would be a team that LeBron would have to deal with for a long time, which would be very tough. And Kevin Durant left because his feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook hurt his feelings on the basketball court, being the alpha. And he's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to deal with Russell Westbrook anymore. And so I think Kevin Durant's proven that he will, over one player, say, screw it. I'm out, even though we're really good. And I think he's going to do the same after this year's over.
It's crazy. I've never seen a superstar, an MVP, that lacks heart to the extent that he does. Because correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I think the problem is he is inside a world that's very macho and can be confrontational amongst teammates, amongst opponents. And he's getting to the point where it's time to fight. And he's not fighting. I think between him and Westbrook, between him and Draymond Green, they're being disrespected in a way. It's time for the confrontation to be elevated and for you to display you're willing to fight over this. And I don't think he's willing to fight, which is causing him to lose respect. I think that's why his teammates came to his defense so strongly Monday night in that locker room after the game and went after Draymond Green for him because they know KD's not going to.
Yeah, and he'll leave.
Yeah, and he'll leave.
Yeah, they're probably looking at us like, wait, we got guaranteed championships, guaranteed, like, everything.
Yeah.
And Draymond, you might screw this up because he leaves teams that are really good.
So on Twitter – then last night and then this morning, I saw two separate tweets. At Basketball Talk, their lead editor, Kurt Helen, has an angle on a video where he says Kevin Durant appears to mouth, "That's why I'm out."
Yeah.
After the Draymond Green dust-up, he was telling his other teammates, "This is why I'm leaving," essentially. And then Bleacher Report with a story from a source, one Warriors player believes, quote, "With what was said, there is already no way KD is coming back."
But if you get rid of Draymond,
ship out Draymond.
That's the one thing that I think in this situation, if all, because I read all these reports, if those are true, then you have to trade Draymond Green. If you're the Golden State Warriors organization, no matter what Draymond Green means to your defense, means to your team, Kevin Durant is a better player in the NBA by far than Draymond Green. And I really respect Draymond Green. I think he's like right at that borderline of top 20 player in the NBA today. And I know other people don't have him rated as high, but I have him like that. He's an all-star, like back end of the all-star team when you talk about the top 24 players in the NBA. But if he's going to make the number two or possibly number one player in the NBA leave your organization, no matter how sissy you think Kevin Durant is, you have to trade the 24th best player over just letting the second or first best player walk.
Yeah, that's fascinating because now you're looking at situations like if I'm LeBron, I'm licking my chops. I'm like, dude, I want Draymond Green. If I'm anybody with plans on contending, the Houston Rockets, you know, and obviously the Warriors wouldn't deal him directly to the Lakers or the Rockets, but there's ways to get it done and ways to get your hands on players. And, you know, that's the kind of guy Draymond Green. I don't think in a lot of situations he would be a top 20 or even top 50 player.
Yeah.
But for them and what they need, you know, he is so impactful that, that, you know, he can impact winning in a much bigger way than his skills would suggest.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, I was looking at this, and I know it gets into, you know, fantasy trade stuff, but a team like trading him to the East, the Indiana Pacers are trying to kind of break into that. We're kind of close to Boston and Philadelphia and possibly now Toronto in this 1 year and stuff. What if they traded Miles Turner, who's going to be a free agent or a restricted free agent? They have Sabonis, who they kind of repeat each other at the same position, and they like having both of those players on the team. But, like, hey, Draymond's totally different than Sabonis and Turner and, you know, something like that. And I don't know financially it has to work out and stuff in making the trades work under the salary cap. But you had a guy like Miles Turner who, is he as good as Draymond Green? No, he's not as good as Draymond Green. But he's probably going to be a lot more get-along guy. He is a bigger guy who can run up and down the court, who can shoot the three. Something like that where you're like, we're getting a lesser player, but he will probably fit well into our system and not cause any of the problems that Draymond Green is causing.
Well, that'd be really cool if we could get a little bit more intrigue out of the season. Because if they stay together, even through all this drama, they'll still easily win the championship.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if
how good Boston's going to be.
Yeah, and that's kind of my hope is that Boston overtakes it. But yeah, at this point right now, if you were to say, Mike, I'll put the percentage on 60% that Kevin Durant is not a Golden State Warrior next year.
I would say it's significantly lower because of what you're saying.
That you think
they're
going to
trade Draymond.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess if my thinking is they're going to say, we're going to stick with this. It's a championship team. We're going to have to deal with this, and we'll worry about it in the offseason. And I think if they do that, then I will put it on a little more than 50-50 that Kevin Durant moves to another team.
If they move Draymond and they play Draymond's team in the postseason, who gets suspended first, Draymond or somebody that he baits into hitting him?
I'll take Draymond in that one.
Yeah, Draymond. That is just clothesline somebody right away?
Or kick him in the nads or something.
Okay.
What a great story, though. Okay. And I think –
Oh, you want nothing to do with Draymond Green on the Mavericks.
No,
I asked you that in a break.
I think he's great if you're ready to win the championship. But if you're not ready to win the championship, then I think it's just a major problem waiting to happen.
Is he kind of like Jimmy Butler? Because wasn't the story with Jimmy Butler, like he would basically tell everybody, you're not trying hard enough, you're not good enough, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't Draymond Green kind of just be – If it's not time to win, he's willing to call out whoever, whenever, for whatever?
I think it's somewhere beyond Jimmy Butler and somewhere short of Lance Stevenson.
Okay.
That is the area that Draymond Green operates in. Okay, the DeAndre Jordan storyline is back on with Tim McMahon reporting that he's been rubbing the teammates the wrong way and he's not playing defense. He's not helping out on defense when the perimeter guy gets beat. And
That's true. I mean, that is true. I've watched all the games.
And you can see it. You can even see players going, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on, man? You're supposed to. But I actually love this story. I know it's frustrating for some people, and you never want to hear of discontent. But if I was Rick and Mark, I'd tell the other players, listen, let him rebound. Do whatever he wants. Get his numbers up. And you know what? We're obviously not married to him either, or we would have given him a long-term extension.
Yeah.
He sees that we're not committed to him, and he's not committed to us. This is perfect. We're going to trade him and get more young assets for this team. This is real temporary right here, guys. If you don't like DeAndre Jordan, that's fine. Just stop telling people about it. Okay?
Yeah, that's the deal. Yeah. You're ruining his trade value.
Yeah.
If this is – because we can kind of see it. There's times where I believe it and then times where I'm like, well, he played really hard there, did something really helpful to the team. But I think the Mavericks have been good at this with – I know they had to release Rondo, and they had to deal with at times Monte Ellis's, up and down, situation, attitude, is just keep it low, because if it comes out that he's a horrible teammate and just playing for stats, it's going to be really tough to trade him.
Yes. What I have heard about DeAndre Jordan is that he is in a good mood regardless of win or loss, right?
Okay. Yep.
And that's one of the things about him that has been his only real reputation up until this point. Like, winning and losing doesn't bother him. He's just, like, so stoked to, be on the team, and all the guys have really gotten along with him over the years. But I think with him being in a contract year and wanting to get the rebounds is putting a little bit of pressure on their relationship among teammates, because obviously the organization is building something long term.
Yeah.
And DeAndre's in it, like, I get it, right? But I really need to take care of my short term in the process. Yeah. And if you guys loved me, you would give me the contract that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So I don't get how one side demands loyalty. And when players are taking it sucks when it happens on your team.
Right.
But the world of sports cruelly tells these players year after year after year, it's just a business. And then after a guy's been in the league for 10 years and starts going like, oh, it's just a business, let me take care of myself, now he's the bad guy. Yeah. I have a strong resistance to, follow that.
And I hate to bring Wesley Matthews into it, but, I mean, he's shooting more balls than he should be shooting, and it's because they're not winning any championship with the Mavericks this year. They're most likely not making the playoffs this year. And Wes is a free agent, and he's making $18 million. In his mind, he probably is like, I want to make another $18 million next year. He's not going to, but in his mind, he thinks he's worth $18 million, and I gotta try to get 20 points a game.
It's a good
goal. If I can get out on the market averaging 20 points, then I might get $18 million per year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.